Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Oti. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be with you again this morning. And I have some few things to share with you from the scriptures, which I believe will be a blessing to you throughout the day. I want us to read from Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 4. Some few things that Paul wrote to us by the inspiration of the Spirit. He says that, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we're dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ." And he says, "By grace are ye saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. You know, I've always been saying that don't read the scriptures with someone else in mind. Now, these things were not written to another person. They were written to you. The New Testament is a letter written from God with your name in it. And the letter is to you, you see. So, he says that, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." That includes you. "Even when we were dead in sin." That is the old man. Says has quickened together. The word quicken means make alive. He has made us alive together with Christ. And it says, "By grace are you saved." Then he says, "And has raised us up together." So when Christ died, we died with him. When Christ was buried, we were buried with him. Humanity was buried with him. You see, when Christ was raised from the dead, humanity was raised from the dead with him, including you and I. He says, "And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. So your location in the realm of the Spirit is that you are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Today I'm sharing with you concerning the subject seated far above. Hallelujah. He says, "And has raised us up together." Oh, that's so lovely. He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. I'm seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to Ephesians chapter 1, I want to read from verse 19. Now, this is Paul talking again. He was praying for the church, and he said that, "I pray that you may know what is the exceeding greatness," this is verse 19, "of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." Now, in chapter 2, what we read before, he said that he raised us up together with Christ, meaning that when Christ was raised from the dead, we were raised together with him. Now in chapter 1, let me read from verse 20, it says, "Which he wrought in Christ," that same power which he wrought in Christ, "when he raised him from the dead." And you know that when he raised him from the dead, it wasn't only he raised us together with him. "And he set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places," meaning that we were also there. He set us together with Christ at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Then he says, "Far above all principality." So we are seated far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, meaning that the devil can't do anything to you. You are seated far above all principalities, all his organization, the principalities, the powers, the might, the dominion, the thrones, every single one of them. You are seated far above all of them in the realm of the Spirit. So you have a higher spiritual authority over them, and they know it. You have to use your spiritual authority today. Hallelujah. Because you are seated far above. You are seated together in Christ Jesus. Now, when you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible lets us know them in the arrangement, how they are arranged. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, they are also in high places, but we are in a higher place. Oh, hallelujah. See, I'm in a higher place. So even the wrestling match has been won already, because you are higher. We are not matched. I mean, we can't be matched because we are so higher. We are higher than they are. Hallelujah. We are so higher than they are. You are seated far above all principalities and powers. Use your authority today. Now, go to Luke chapter 10 verse 19. This is way before Jesus died. Before Jesus died, he gave an instruction to his disciples. He sent them out one day. And when he was sending them out, he said something to them. He said that, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And he says, "And nothing shall by any means hurt you." Brothers and sisters, you are seated far above all principalities and powers. "And nothing shall by any means hurt you." He says, "I've given you power, they are under your feet, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Serpents and scorpions are a symbol of the power of the enemy. He says, "And nothing shall by any means hurt you." Go out today knowing that you are seated far above. Say to yourself, "I'm seated far above all principalities and powers. I have authority over them. They can't do anything to me. They can't hurt me in any way." I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.